Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
The Tony Bruno Show.
Chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Beautiful.
Hello there, kids. It's Friday. What are we calling it, Robin? What kind of Friday?
It is Drink Along Friday.
Drink Along, not Sing Along with Mitch.
Not Hop Along.
Not Hop Along, not Wap Along, Wap Along. We would be playing the extended version of WAP, the new hit sensation sweeping the nation.
Oh, I love WAP. That song.
Have you heard it?
I listened to it. I saw the video this morning.
That's what America needs.
I watched it about four times.
How many times?
Four.
Exactly.
WAP?
Yeah, that's my new slogan now, WAP.
W-A. You don't know about WAP?
You're supposed
to be a gangster guy?
Come on, man. NSFW, go look it up.
Come on, man. All right. I'll look it up. I'll get back to you.
I do have my beautiful new...
Hey, looks good.
What are they called?
Boston Scott.
Those were Forget-Me-Nots.
Forget-Me-Nots. Mm-hmm. Not the great Patrice Russian song that was later used in the Men in Black movie. Remember that? Sending you Forget-Me-Nots, and then Will Smith and the... original Men in Black ripped off
Correct.
The beat mm-hmm. and use it as the theme song.
Forget me not.
Yes, here come the Men in Black. It was the same exact song.
Oh, okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's a great beat, but people forget Patrice Rushen. Forget me not, Harry. And I didn't forget anything today, except to bring the air horn into the studio today. The big story
yes.
in baseball is the New York Yankees. I hate to rip the Yankees. It's not my style. I even love Aaron Boone.
Yeah,
I remember when he was a little kid and his dad was the catcher, Bob Boone. And there was Brett and Aaron would hang out.
Right.
Here at the Phillies, the old Veterans Stadium.
You should wait until Couch Guy gets here to rip the Yankees.
I think he's not showing up because he realizes that the Yankees are soft.
He thought it was a lock last night that the Yankees were going to destroy Eflin.
Exactly right.
But the Fandemic crew said,
yes.
not so fast, my friend.
And, you know, we always talk about fan bases in different cities. But how about these guys? A couple of guys from Jersey pay a $5 toll to come in. They can't get into the ballpark.
Right.
So they're outside. There's a gate there, Ashburn
Alley. Out beyond Ashburn Alley.
And so
they were
technically not in the stadium.
Correct.
But they realized that they yelled out, because I'm watching the game and I'm saying, wow, it sounds like there's fans in there.
Mm-hmm.
I know the PA announcers play different music and stuff and crowd noises, but I'm hearing like air horns and I'm hearing people cheer and yell.
There was a drum line.
There was a drum. I didn't hear anybody go, woo, that guy wasn't
you
there.
You should go down there tonight and play your drums.
Woo! I only have bongos, Harry. I don't have the full kit out. I was playing bongos a little early this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Because yes, he was.
Because one of the greats has been exposed. He's not coming to town tonight because the Atlanta Braves are in town against the Phillies this weekend. But the Atlanta Braves right now, when you're talking about in-studio greatness, mm-hmm. I mean in-stadium greatness, there's a lot of good PA announcers. The best organist in Major League Baseball, Harry, it's over. I mean, even though the season's still young. What is his name, Robin?
Matthew Kaminsky.
Matthew Kaminsky is the organist down there in Atlanta.
Okay, for the Braves?
For the Braves.
All right.
And so he's still playing the organ down there.
Like an old school organ.
Yeah,
like
the real
yeah,
organ.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he has, like, walk-up songs for the opponents, mm-hmm. you know, because the Toronto Blue Jays were in town last night.
Right. Yeah. And their catcher was playing his organ earlier in the week, right?
Yeah. Yes, he was. What's the dude? What's his name?
His name's Reese McGuire.
Reese McGuire, the catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, strolls up to the plate last night. We have tape. Can you grab it, Robin? I sent it to you earlier. So, the announcers are Chip Carey and the great Frenchie, Jeff Francoeur, mm-hmm. are doing the television broadcast. And so, this is why I love people who just think outside the box. So the organist decides, I'm going to think a little differently now. Because he has actually playlists of opposing teams' walk-up music. Because as you know, when you're the visiting team, you don't get the walk-ups. Mm-hmm. The home team, the players tell the PA announcer or whoever's running the sound to play their walk-up songs.
Sure.
But when you're the visitor, you don't get that luxury. The organist then plays a walk-up song or doesn't play anything. So last night, when
Reese McGuire came to the plate,
I want you to listen to it carefully because it's Chip Carey. You all know his voice.
Sure.
One of the great Carey family members, broadcasters. And Jeff Francoeur is doing the color for the Braves. Mm-hmm. And then Jeff Francoeur finally catches the team because you have to listen closely.
I did not catch this. Tony did.
And I had to give Robin one of those even before the show started. I want everybody to listen and tell me what song the organist, Matthew Kaminsky, was playing when the catcher for your Toronto Blue Jays strolled to the plate in a 2-0 game where the Braves were leading at this particular juncture.
And on a night when the Braves would love, as you said, Jeff, some length out of their starter, he's thrown 28 pitches and he has one out to get in the third.
Well, I think they'd love some length, but also...
Did you hear that? I thought they'd like some length. He wasn't making a length joke.
It wasn't a
sex organ joke.
No, but the backstory is incredible. Because
this was
a story that I wanted to get to early in the week, and somehow it slipped past me. But
Reese McGuire?
Yeah.
The
New York Post had it, and I sent it to myself earlier this week. 25-year-old Reese McGuire was allegedly masturbating in his car outside of a strip mall in Florida.
Oh,
Dunedin, Florida,
which is where
they have their spring training facility.
Now, I thought the Braves were at the Worldwide World of Sports facility down there.
Well, Dunedin. The Braves are, but the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays are at Dunedin.
Yes, that's right. So he was fined, evidently pleaded no contest, and was fined $450.
What do you think he was, Pee Wee Herman?
After being charged with exposure of the sexual organs, a first-degree misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a fine of up to $1,000.
So a man sitting in his own car can't relieve himself, and now that's a crime?
Well, yeah. The weird part,
you're defending
though,
him?
Is that
did he hurt anybody? Was anybody there?
He said he was making sure no one was looking. It's the
exactly.
Yeah, he
but
was
he have Swiss
cautious.
Cheese like the guy here in Philly, the Swiss cheese bandit. Remember him?
I know.
Caught on tape and sent to TMZ.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And on top of that, he was at home upstairs in his apartment, and then he walked from his apartment down into
allegedly,
this...
of course, Robin.
No, this is what happened.
I want to make sure. I don't want to convict anyone.
He walked down into the parking lot that has a strip mall.
Yeah.
There wasn't a strip club. Strip malls where you got a bunch of stores, like a 7-Eleven and a couple of other joints.
Right.
And then pulled down his pants and started masturbating. So he could have just stayed at home and done it.
Well, yeah, of course. Maybe he did that, too.
If he had only not said...
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Again, if he came out of his apartment to go to his car and do it, okay.
Well, the police officer said to him, if you're down at an apartment next to the stadium, why would you come to the parking lot just to masturbate? That was a question by the police officer.
I agree, man.
McGuire responded, I don't know. I just decided to park.
Yeah, he parked. He put everything in drive except the car there.
Oh.
I mean, come on, man. If you ever see the movie Hall Pass, Jason Sudeikis, the actor, they have like three different scenes where he's like, I do my business in the car, man. And a cop rolls up and knocks on the window and similar situation. But
what in the world?
So according to the report, I just want to read the official police report here. According to the report, cops say after they rolled up to the parking lot, they saw McGuire with his shirt barely covering his genitals.
That looks like my shirt right now.
Right.
My
exactly.
beautiful shirt. It's a nice long length, so if I could cover my genitals and not have pants on, no one would know.
And his sweatpants around his ankles, like we said. They claim in the report when they got McGuire out of his car, he had an erection, which was very apparent.
Did it last more than 4 hours, though? I wanted to
That's
know.
That's a priapism.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it could have been a medical issue.
Then you don't call the police. Then you call your doctor.
You call your,
if you,
call you
have
your
an
doctor,
erection that lasts more than 4 hours
or,
in your car.
Or you call two chicks at the same time.
Well, right, yeah. Come on, man.
Now,
I don't have to go out to my car to do that. I'd do it from the house.
Two maybe, chicks at the same time.
Maybe he called and they didn't show up.
Maybe.
And he can't you get know? To a doctor because of COVID. I mean, everything's virtual.
You know, I'm going to do a complete conjecture here. I am conjecturing that there was somebody at his apartment that he, maybe his mom was visiting him or something, and he didn't feel comfortable masturbating at home. So this is why he did this.
You got to do that
comfortable
while you're
masturbating in your own house.
Well, you got to do that while mom's there.
Yeah, why do you have to bring mom into this?
I mean, seriously.
What did mom do here?
No, but I mean, who wants to, like if you really need to and you just need to
use the bathroom know? Or like
exactly.
somewhere.
I don't know. I mean
come
maybe
on.
Just close the door, turn the fan on. Nobody's going to know.
Turn the fan off.
You come into our house, you should get your behind kicked.
Was his mother home? Is he married? God, I don't care. The story is not about the guy masturbating in his car.
Like,
it's about
is.
The organ.
It kind of is.
No, it's about the organist being slick enough to ad-lib Beat It, the classic Michael Jackson song.
Which
as his walk-up song, Harry. Come on, that's genius.
It is.
It is
gotta
genius.
Give him a roaring round of applause.
Let's get it back
about,
to the story.
It's interesting that an organist was playing a song about an organist.
Right. Right. An illegal organist.
He's not illegal. Kaminsky does private events and
no,
stuff.
No, I'm saying the other guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was illegally playing his organ. But he did flatten the curve, though, Harry.
Right.
That's the resources. My sources in Dunedin tell me that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Meanwhile, we'd like to thank the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry, for participating. And now, as the Miami Marlins are now 6-1 after they restarted after their debacles.
Yeah, they swept the Orioles.
I know. And now that the Cardinals were getting ready to play the Cubs this weekend, mm-hmm. the Red Hot Cubs, now another one of the St. Louis Cardinals has tested positive, Harry. So not only is tonight's game postponed, they don't know what's going to happen for the rest of this weekend series. And what's interesting to note here, as the great baseball writer Bob Nightingale says, we're talking about, you know, all these other teams that have to make up games. Do you see how many games, not just the Miami Marlins and the Phillies have to make up? The St. Louis Cardinals. And now I can't find it. It's Bob Nightingale tweeted out the actual numbers.
Right.
Because, you know, there's going to be teams playing 50-something games in, like, 54 games in 51 days.
Right.
Was one of the numbers that I saw. And there's going to be so many doubleheaders. And what happens if you get rainouts in the summertime?
That
what happens
happen.
If you get games? How are they going to get these games in? And we've been talking about this for a while, but right now the St. Louis Cardinals, everybody was making fun of the Marlins. I'm like, what the hell were you guys thinking? And now the Cardinals.
I got it.
Yeah.
Bob Nightingale at B. Nightingale says the Cardinals, even if they are permitted to resume play Saturday against the Cubs.
Tomorrow, right.
Must play 55 games in 51 days.
So I did have the number right by memory.
If the entire series is postponed, then it's 55 games in 49 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's like, that's quadruple header written all over it.
Yeah, and the Cardinals haven't played a game since July 29th, Harry.
Yeah.
That was the last game they played.
They now have 8 players and 6 staff members testing positive.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
Yeah.
And Miami will have 27 games to make up later on. Not 27 games, but when they finish the season,
mm-hmm.
they and the Phillies will have all of these games that they'll have to make up that at the end of the season. So we'll see what happens, but they're going to play 3.5 inning games at the end. They'll say, all right, let's play 4. Let's play 4. 3.5 will be an actual official game later on.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's the latest on baseball. But the big story here is Yankee manager Aaron Boone. And now, of course, Couch Guy has returned today, still wearing his Chicago Cubs hat.
Mm-hmm.
And even he has to shame. We have to do shame.
How much did you lose last night on the your Yankees?
It wasn't a good night.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good night. But, you know, I mean, we get back on the horse today. It was still up on the week, so we're all right. But let me just say, the Phillies, those homers out there, that's Bush League, man.
That's
Bush League.
Aaron Boone, I love Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone, it's supposed to be like a golf course out there.
They were complaining that the announcers were too loud calling the game.
How dare those fans outside of the stadium make loud enough noise to throw off the mighty Yankees concentration. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me, Yankees and Yankee fans?
Shame
is right. It's a disgrace, man. Come on, man. As Vice President Joe Biden would say, come on, man. We're coming back. You know who's going to join us, Harry? John McMullen. No better way to wrap up the last day of a week. A lot of football news to talk about, so John McMullen's coming up. Scott Hastings will tell us about his Denver Nuggets. Still hanging in there, Harry, in the Western bubble. And also later on, Eitan Shander. Will he be on a golf course?
I was not told, so maybe not.
We'll find out.
Usually he says, I'll be on the golf course.
We'll find out later. Stick around.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that White Bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft. And the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters. No matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Temporary blip here.
Yes.
And it's not my style to rip people. But I could really, really go off right now, Harry.
You could. But will you?
All cooler heads will prevail, Harry. I could have dropped a damn it, Robin, or even gone to the next level of profanities. But I'm not going to do that today.
That's good.
Because it's still early. We're just starting the show.
Right.
I don't want
this
thing.
Ready for McMullen.
I know. Now, is the phone working again?
No, not yet.
So we can't even get John McMullen on the phone.
Wow.
Not yet. And I think that new Boston Scott golf shirt, man, is keeping you nice and cool, man.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. That's really good.
Maybe that's what prevented you from exploding.
Yes, it's cool. My
right?
Nipples feel good. I can get a little bit. If I just
that's
go
their
this
slogan,
with my,
actually.
With index
yeah.
fingers, I can make them hard. You know what I'm saying? It's nice. It's good.
We got 6 hockey games today, I believe, Tony.
Yes, we do, Harry. We got a lot of stuff going on. And we'll keep an eye on it. A lot of these, we mentioned last night the Lakers basically mailed it in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch any basketball last night, Harry. Now, I know Milwaukee got the 1 seed. They locked
right,
that in.
Right.
They said, let's get 1 game in before we have to play for real. Because they obviously didn't want to get anybody hurt.
And Portland with a big win.
Absolutely.
It was Dame time last night, Tony. He had 45 points, 11 of 18 from 3, and 12 assists. Gary Trent Jr. at 27 points, 7 of 10 from 3.
I'm glad one thing went well.
They're
in
a half
Portland.
Game back of Memphis.
I mean, Portland's the only thing good happening.
I know
in
they
Portland.
Need something positive in Portland, right?
69, 70 nights of rioting and beating up old women in front of police stations and stuff. Hopefully, the rest of the city of Portland is paying attention to their basketball team, Harry.
I can
Now, Tone, I also see, like, with the NHL six games today, there are three teams that the NHL would like to see stay in it just for viewership ratings. That's the Edmonton Oilers facing elimination with Connor McDavid, obviously one of the bubble hubs, as well as the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Of course.
And then Sidney Crosby and the Pens also facing elimination.
By the Canadiens.
Yes, exactly.
The 12 seed, aren't they?
Exactly. That's
That Nashville-Arizona series has been a good one.
That's on right now.
And it's and your Arizona Coyotes are up 1-0 on the Nashville Predators and a big upset potential. Of course, the Islanders finished off your Florida Panther with a 5-1 beatdown to win that series, three games to one, and give the Panthers, they didn't fold in game four, they in game three. They played hard, but the Islanders are a damn good team. Hello, this just in.
I don't know. I kind of dispute Couch Guy as far as the Edmonton Oilers. I think the NHL would rather have the Blackhawks advance because of the Chicago market.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just an old school original six team.
Connor McDavid's the best player in the league.
I know.
Yeah, nobody, he's never on TV, and nobody really cares.
No, are you ripping really our Canadian neighbors to the north, the great ice rink in Ottawa?
Let's go Blackhawks.
One of the hub cities, man. Come on.
Oh, hub city this. Toronto's going to lose, too.
Harry Mays turning.
You see what the Columbus Blue Jackets did last night? They were losing 3-0, came back and tied it and won it in overtime.
That was another loser on my ticket yesterday. I had the Leafs and the Yankees. It just took
have
it on the chin.
Have you considered not gambling until these games matter?
Oh, he's had a good week, apparently.
Yeah,
a good week. Come on, man.
A decent week, and these games do matter.
And it's a big deal in Canada. Connor McDavid, you're absolutely right. This kid's a superstar,
Harry. Yeah, I know he is, but I'd rather watch the Blackhawks.
Yeah, because we had Mike North on yesterday.
Yeah, I love that guy. Give me Jonathan Toews. Give me Patrick
Kane. Listen, I love him too.
Tony Bruno, I believe that we have McMullen on right now through audio only through Zoom.
Now, what do you mean McMullen? It's John McMullen. It's not just McMullen. Not the brothers McMullen. Not McMullen's old alehouse.
That was a pretty good movie, The Brothers McMullen. Yeah.
Was John McMullen one of the brothers McMullen that was not seen in the movie and was cut out and left on the cutting room floor? Let's find out. He joins us now. John McMullen, our NFL and Eagles insider. How are you, John?
I'm doing well. I am a brothers McMullen. There are a few of us. So there's too many of us, actually.
So how many brothers do you have?
I have two brothers. Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
Allegedly. I mean, are there any Mick-something families with an only child?
That's a great question. I doubt it.
Seriously.
Even in this day and age, when people aren't having, like, you know, a lot of old families would have, like, eight, nine sisters and stuff. You know, and there's always like big families, 12 kids. Some people still do that.
Oh, I know.
Right, John?
Yeah, they do. Well, you know, Irish and alcohol is a big thing. So when you put those two together, sometimes
you start having extra kids.
Well, I'm glad you said that as an Irish guy. If I had said that, I'd be having people come after me here with pitchforks and what do you call it?
And I'm allowed
torches.
You're allowed to say it about yourself.
Exactly. Right.
That's fine. I don't think I'll be canceled for that, but who knows?
Exactly.
Check in a few hours.
John McMullen, of course, some of the NFL news. The opt-outs are all over with now. Yesterday was the deadline. But the big story, we'll get to the situation going on here with the Eagles, and they did re-sign Vinnie Curry to a one-year deal. But one of the big stories today is that Russell Okung, the Panthers' offensive lineman, obviously, the left tackle, is mulling retirement now. He didn't opt out.
Because of the coronavirus,
He said that he missed the first 10 games last year. He had a pulmonary embolism because of blood clots. And now he's thinking about retiring, according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, Russell's had that kind of history. Remember, he acted as his own agent at times. He's always been very proactive when it comes to the Players Association, when it comes to union type issues. So he's always going to be a guy who speaks out. If he's concerned about the protocols and things of that nature, it is a little bit surprising, though, that you use that retirement option. Obviously, you can go the Brett Favre route. You can say you're retiring and then come back anyway. But you do have the opt-outs and the $150,000 stipend if you want to walk away for a year, and you do have to pay that back and your contract tolls over. But that would seem to be the way to go. But again, Russell's always been a different kind of guy. So he's always going to follow his own lead. And that's fine. It's been his history.
Meanwhile, the other guy, Harry, is a former first-round draft pick by the Miami Dolphins, Deion Jordan. Mm. He was with the Raiders last year, you remember? And then he was suspended for a while. The Raiders picked him up. And now he signed today with the San Francisco 49ers. He missed the entire 2015 season for failing a drug test, and he sat out 2016 as well. So he probably still has a lot left in the tank. Your thoughts on Deion Jordan now with the San Francisco 49ers on that defensive line?
Yeah, he's fine. He's certainly got enough tread on the tire, so that's not the problem. Obviously, if you go back to that draft, you know, Chip Kelly was in Philadelphia. He badly wanted Deion Jordan at number four overall. So the Dolphins went up to get him.
Yeah, he was from Oregon,
keep
him
right? Away from yep. Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And the Eagles landed Lane Johnson. So that's another example of better to be lucky than good.
Exactly. Weren't they looking at Ziggy Ansah earlier in this week, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So nothing ever happened with that, I guess.
No, they obviously made their decision, similar to the Eagles with Vinnie Curry. I mean, there's guys out there, Everson Griffin, most notably. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can still play, but he's 32, 33. He's had some issues off the field as far as mental health. And then you can't look at guys during the pandemic. You haven't been able to have them visit, things like that. So it's interesting when you see teams make decisions. In the case of Jordan, obviously, I mean, the physical skills are off the charts, but the guy never plays. It's been so long. It's hard to imagine him being that effective.
Now, with the opt-outs, 66 total guys in the NFL opted out by the deadline. And obviously the Patriots were the ones who got hit the hard. Well, they have 9 guys or 10? I think it was 9.
Yeah, they're the most. I think it was officially 8. But they, by far, the most.
8, you're
Chargers,
right, it's 8.
Chargers, Steelers, and Falcons, I believe, were the only teams that didn't have anybody. So, yeah, you kind of wonder what the heck was going on. I mean, 66 players, a little bit more than I expected, but that's just over 2 per team. So basically, if you're under 2, you probably feel pretty good today. And if you're way over 2, like the Patriots, you're not feeling good.
What's the latest with Doug Peterson and his coronavirus quarantine?
Well, he's still doing things virtually, and obviously you have that 10-day period, so it's going to be because he actually tested positive. You know, Ryan and I did a podcast yesterday about Matthew Stafford, the false positive.
Oh, the false positive. I was going to get to that. You wrote that about that in the Philly Voice as well. I read that this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty amazing. And you see the people shaming Kelly Stafford and his family.
And his kids at school,
you know,
and everything.
Screaming at her as she goes to the grocery store. And that poor woman, she just had brain surgery. And these knuckleheads are screaming at her, saying she's putting people in jeopardy. This is a mess, this entire thing.
I totally agree with you. People are nuts, man. Mm-hmm. And I mean that in a bad way.
I mean, this has brought all the nuts to the surface.
Yes.
Well, when
they were always nuts, yeah. Tony.
When did we as society start shaming people now that come out with a positive test of COVID-19? And let alone these, they don't even know it's a false positive.
Right.
And obviously that family's going through a lot. Like, who the hell are you, dude, to get behind your keyboard like a keyboard monster troll and come at this guy? It's absolutely sickening.
Like you're intentionally going out to get the virus and give it to other people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, come on, dude.
I like to find those people, put them all in a gigantic corral, and then spray coronavirus on them. And leave them in that gigantic, like a bull ring.
Is there coronavirus spray?
I don't know. It's probably somebody will make it.
Because I want to get that deer antler spray.
The deer antler stuff is good.
I want to get that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you just put them in this gigantic
bull ring. We went through it locally with Lane Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He got shamed because he did the, you know, he does that O-line mastermind summit. And people saw the video where they were eating wings and not socially distancing. So. The Twitter contact tracers, they made their diagnosis and said that's where he got it. And then he came back to Jersey and the Philadelphia area, and he was handing out water ice to healthcare workers at a South Jersey hospital. And they're shaming him over that. Like, he's trying to give these people coronavirus. And you know, by the way, that the people shaming him would never in a million years do something take time out of their day to do something altruistic.
Well, I think
it's amazing, these people.
I think the Twitter contact tracers traced the chicken wings back to the plant in Fredericksburg, Pennsylvania, in Lebanon County, John, that was struck with a severe case of coronavirus.
Yes, yes.
I think that's what, how they did it.
Yeah, I mean, and then the second part of that is obviously people have too much time on their hands. So they need something to do, and they need a purpose in life, and it's not shaming others, especially in the case of somebody like Kelly Stafford, who, as I said, has been through quite a lot and doesn't need people shaming her and her kids when she goes to the grocery store.
There's no way, no, they're wusses, those people, but there's no bigger wusses than the New York Yankees. I mean, I hate to take it away from football, but when Aaron Boone and the pitcher last night are complaining about fans, a couple of fans outside the stadium making noise and the announcers being too loud so they can't focus. Now what is this,
come on,
golf?
This competitive balance, Tony. You can't have those air horns.
Hey, they're not just.
I think they amplify COVID-19 as well.
They probably do. Yeah.
They're not just a bunch of fans, Tony. They have a name.
I know
the Fandemic Crew.
The Fandemic Crew.
PHAN.
Exactly right.
Previously known as the Wolf Pack.
Right.
And previously,
the unemployed Wolf Pack. Yes. Have a job again.
Yes. Yeah. Remember the who were the other guys? There was the Wolf Pack.
The Padilla Flotilla was one of my favorites.
That would be racist.
Well, that, yeah,
because they had paddles and they had sombreros on. Yeah. That's an outrage, man. Believable. All right, John.
I do think Harry's on to something with the unemployed part of it, though.
Well, there's no doubt about that. No doubt. Now, we mentioned guys that are still out there. Now, Vinny Curry re-signs for another year with the Eagles. Remember, he left a couple of years ago, went away.
Went to Tampa, right?
Was invisible.
Yeah.
And then came back to Philly, where he obviously grew up in South Jersey. He still gets his car deals over there at Blackwood, what is it?
I have no idea.
Blackwood, Chrysler, Plymouth, or one of those places.
Yeah, Vinny, by the way, is a huge Ric Flair fan as well.
Oh, yeah?
So we have that in common.
And did he know that we have you now on your avatar as you walk onto the show? We don't have an organist playing
know,
Beat
but
It.
Now that he's back, if I ever get him on Zoom, I'll try to tell him.
We have you photoshopped your head in the Ric Flair complete beautiful red
with the robe.
Red robe from back in the day.
It's a good picture.
As I said, people have too much time on their hands.
Exactly. It's Mount Holly Nissan. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I got the wrong
it?
Dealerships
okay.
mixed up. I don't want to give the wrong dealer credit for the greatness that is Vinny Curry and your Philadelphia Eagles. But speaking of defensive linemen.
Yeah, by the way, with Vinny, Andrew Berry, who was here with the Eagles last year, he wanted to sign Vinny Curry with the Cleveland Browns. He's the GM of the Browns now. And offered more money. But Vinny's from North Jersey, loves the Eagles, grew up an Eagles fan, wanted to play here, and he waited it out, and he's back.
Now, I read you wrote that he actually had a bigger money offer elsewhere, and he came back
here. That was Cleveland,
That was the Cleveland Browns, right? Now, there are a bunch of other guys still out there that people have been salivating over for the last couple of months, and they're there ripe for the picking as free agents, including Jadeveon Clowney. Mm-hmm. What the hell's going on with that situation?
Well, from the start, I mean, Jadeveon wanted outrageous money. He wanted $20 million a year, and the market just wasn't there for him. And now we are where we are on the calendar. He's had offers. Cleveland, that's another player. They wanted Jadeveon Clowney badly. He didn't want to play there. There's talk that he wants to play with what he perceives as a contender. Which may be the case. Ultimately, I think he's going to end up back in Seattle. They still want a pass rusher. And at some point, he's got nowhere else to go, and he's just going to accept a one-year deal for what he can get.
Another former guy from the Eagles, Tim Jernigan, is out on the street still too, huh?
Yeah, well, I think in Tim's case, I think it has to do more with the health aspect. He actually signed and the deal was never completed. Remember, he had a herniated disc, and it was a career-threatening injury, and he missed a long period of time. Managed to work his way back, but there's still clearly some issues. He's not the same guy he was before the injury, and it was a weightlifting injury. He didn't hurt himself on the field or anything of that nature. So you have to look at Tim Jernigan and wonder if he's ever going to play again, because there's a lot of medical medical concerns there.
What's this thing you did something with Zach Ertz? Was that this morning?
Yeah, we were Zooming with Zach today.
Oh, I love that. Is that a new segment? Is that going to be extending the play and Zooming with Zach?
Yeah, we're taking it to the road.
I like that. What's he got going?
But, you know, it's interesting because he went out of his way to talk about the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, and potentially shutting down high school sports, as a lot of people are across the country. And I think they kicked the can. They announced something like an hour ago. I think they just kicked the can down the road. But, you know, Zach brought it up by himself. Nobody asked the question. And he pointed out that when he was in high school, his parents were getting a divorce. He was in a really dark place. And in a lot of ways, high school football saved him. It was his outlet. So he's really passionate about it. And he brought it up. And you mentioned these politicians, man, they're really, really bad with unintended consequences. They don't think about outside the box issues. And, mm-hmm. and that's part of the problem.
John McMullen breaking it down as only he can. And then the big story here when it comes to local sports and high school sports and elementary schools, governors, of course, are laying down their edicts about no – or here in Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf yesterday said he's recommending that there be no youth sports, kindergarten through grade 12. And now a lot of the local leagues, soccer leagues, youth soccer, the PIAA, they're having meetings and they're deciding they're the ones that are going to make the decision. The governor can make recommendations, but can the governor of a state, does he have the legal authority to shut down sports in a particular state, John?
Well, probably not, but they're going to try at some point, some state at some level. I mean, you're seeing checkpoints in New York City. I mean, people, you're seeing in Los Angeles, they're trying to shut off the water if you're having a party with too many people in the electricity. So certain constituencies are bending over backwards to kind of see how far they can go. And ultimately, somebody's going to try to do it.
Now, DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar, where are we with that? I think DeAndre Baker is going to be prosecuted, right? But Dunbar is not.
Yeah, he got DeAndre Baker had four indictments, so he is in some deep water. Dropped the charges essentially against Dunbar, lack of evidence, so he's got a better chance, obviously. They're both on the commissioner's exempt list right mm-hmm. now, though, including Dunbar. So it's not a clear path for him to return just yet because the NFL, as you know, and this is another example, not a politician, but executives with unintended consequences. They got into the investigation business, and it's dumb. But they do it. They do their own parallel investigating, so they could suspend him still just because he's not going to be indicted or prosecuted.
Now, the interesting thing is Sports Law Lost, our good buddy Dan Lost, the attorney, mm-hmm. he pointed out that it was Dunbar's lawyer who said, Jordan's Baker's lawyer Baker. who spotted that my guy's not going to get any charges. Don't worry about it. And boom, he got charged.
And the other guy didn't.
Dunbar didn't. And now, of course, all the Seahawks fans are tweeting Clowney because they figure with that situation, now they can go and get Clowney back in Seattle. Do you see that as the possibility, John?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, at some point it dries up and Clowney has turned down offers. As I said, he wanted a ton of money at the start of this thing. Everybody is pretty much budgeted what they were going to budget at different positions. So he claims he wants to play for a contender. Seattle is a contender with Russell Wilson. It just makes the most sense for him to ultimately end up back there.
Didn't Cleveland offer Clowney? Wasn't that one of the teams that offered? He turned it down? Yeah.
Yeah, he turned it down. Said he wanted to play with a winner. Didn't consider that the Browns were on the cusp. I kind of agree with him there. If he wanted the most money, that's where he would have went. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Browns keep striking out. They struck out on Vinnie Curry, obviously a much lesser player, but they're still trying to find some kind of pass rush, extra pass rush there, and they haven't been able to get it yet.
John McMullen, you're getting it all here every week with us.
Extending the play, Philly yes. voice, SI. He's
Zooming
everywhere.
With Zach.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not getting those kinds of shows anywhere else, Harry. I'll tell you that right now. We'll have a Joel Embiid update coming up, Harry. There's breaking news on the Joel Embiid front.
Can't wait.
You're going to want this. I guarantee.
Does it involve load management?
No, it doesn't. It involves pimping product, which is even more important than anything else, John. Who needs to win a game against the Orlando Magic on a Friday night when you got stuff to pimp? We'll get to that and a whole bunch more, plus some more news out of baseball with the Anaheim, Los Angeles, Disneyland adjacent story where there's a development today in the death of their player
Stags.
Last year.
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently they made an arrest of someone who was in the organization somehow that sold the fentanyl,
ooh.
Which eventually cost Tyler Skaggs his life in that tragic story last year, which was kept under wraps for a while because nobody knew and they wanted to make sure they investigated, and now there's been an arrest. We'll tell you more about that. It's a former Angels employee who's been indicted for distributing the fentanyl to Tyler Skaggs.
At JF McMullen on Twitter.
Exactly right. So stick around for that. We're going to talk Joel Embiid, some NBA. We'll get you up to date on the hockey, the baseball, everything you need to know, Harry. So stick around.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
And we are now starting to see, Harry, and the people revolting. We have protests all the time, but the revolt of students and parents mm-hmm. who want their kids back in school is obviously starting to wake some people up.
Right.
Because,
right.
I know Trump's been saying they wanted to open the schools a while ago. I get that. Everybody knows that. But now all of a sudden, this morning, suddenly, out mm-hmm. of nowhere, you had the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, saying we need to open our schools up.
Right.
Then you had the mayor of New York coming out the same time, an hour later, said we need to open up our schools. And then Chuck Schumer, who is the Senate minority leader, he said, we got to open up our schools. And so, again, I don't know what changed overnight, but we had kids and teachers and students laying out on the grass at the University of Georgia this morning.
Down in Athens?
Yeah. Did you see the video?
No, I did not.
Teachers, they look like they're laying out in the sun like a lot of kids do in the summertime,
sure.
When it's still warm and you're going back to school in August. They lay out in the sun.
Yeah.
No, these are people all with signs like they have, tombstones over them that they're going to die if they have to go back to school. Again, they can feel however they want.
You know what? Then don't go back.
Then don't, exactly. Meanwhile, we got hockey action, Harry. So, the parents and the kids apparently went out to practice last night in the youth soccer leagues.
Yeah.
And the PIAA, the biggest football and the divisions here.
That's the State Interscholastic Athletic Association.
That's great PIAA action right there, Harry.
Exactly. Yeah, Predators-Coyotes, it's still scoreless, Tony.
No, it's not, Harry.
Isn't it?
No.
What?
Are you serious right now? I hate to do it.
Look right
to you.
Here. Look at what I'm seeing here. 0-0.
I gave it a 1-0 lead earlier. How did they take it away? Was it a false positive score?
I just showed you what I'm looking at.
I looked at ESPN.
I'm on the NHL. I guess they scored. No, it's 2-2 now.
2-2 right now.
How do you get nothing? That's on NHL.com.
Yeah.
I hate to do it to the NHL, Harry. But we got to rip them right now.
Same guys that are running the NBC Philly with putting up the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, Washington Capitals against the Philadelphia Eagles. They fired everybody.
I saw that.
Including the guy who does the
Chirons. Yeah. Yeah, 2-2, 10:44 remaining in the second. Good game. Put it on.
We have it on right
now.
Arizona up 2-1. This is an elimination situation here for the Nashville Predators there. Mm-hmm. Which is why hockey is more competitive. This isn't even playoff hockey yet.
No, and this is the 11th seed, the Coyotes.
Exactly right. You don't sleep on the Arizona Coyotes, especially in the summer. It's
not
too damn
August.
Hot out there. Yeah, you got to go inside, put the air conditioner on, sit back.
That's hunting season for Coyotes,
man.
When it's hot in Arizona.
That's when you go out there and the Coyotes are on the green because they know nobody's out there playing in this damn heat.
Right.
I told you that happened to me at TPC Scottsdale with Andrew Siciliano. We were out there playing one summer. We're playing it. We go to the 17th. I hit my tee shot, and I put it right on the green, and I'm screaming to Andrew, I got a birdie.
That's
here.
A drivable par 4, the 17th
hole.
Yeah,
I put it on there.
Yeah.
I cranked it.
There's water left and water beyond the hole.
But I knew my ball hit the green because I could. Like I said, I think it went on the green because it rolled. We get there. There's a coyote on that green. Wait, he was cheering. He said, wow, what a hell of a shot, Tony. What a shot, bro.
Impressive.
That was a hell of a drive right there, bro. I didn't think he could make it.
He yelled, put it in the hole.
He yelled, Baba-booey. Mashed potatoes and all those other.
Now, did you have a caddy for that?
No, Andrew and I were just playing.
Okay.
We were just out there. One of the general managers of the radio station out there obviously had connections. So we got to play TPC Scottsdale.
Sweet.
It's a good course, man. That's the greatest tournament of the year. The waste management, Harry. Trust me. There are very few wastes out there.
Oh,
a lot
of
people
are
wasted.
Yes.
But white girl wasted chicks with high heels click-clacking on the cart paths, you don't get that in any other tournament on Earth, Harry.
You don't.
The click-clack of the stilettos.
Maybe the Fandemic crew will have to go out there and sit at the 17th hole and blow their air horns.
You know, Harry, you need to start taking Tony out golfing more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More?
He needs it.
Yeah.
He needs the
fresh
air. I
need to make
air.
Those babies eat. I got to.
He needs some sunshine, fresh air.
There's spider webs on those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Let those babies eat.
Let them breathe.
About the blowhorns, though. But yeah. Just hear me out.
The air horns.
The air horns.
Yeah.
Blowhorns.
Blowhorns.
The air horns.
Would you go whale watching? Yeah. Would you go whale watching this morning?
So regardless, the air horns.
Yeah.
I disagree with Montgomery saying the announcer's too loud. That's ridiculous.
Of course.
But guys, that if you're in the stadium, if those guys are in the upper deck and they're blowing an air horn, you get scouted by security. You're out. You can't bring any
artificial.
But
they're not in the stadium.
They're not.
It doesn't matter. You're just making the same noise. You hear it the exact same way with the empty stadium, a golf-like
atmosphere. They're playing sound effects. They're playing cheering. They're playing organ music.
You can cheer and you can yell, but there's a distinct difference between yelling and cheering.
That's nonsense, man. When guys are sitting behind home plate and you're the visiting team, are they supposed to keep quiet now?
No.
Right. Like
no.
You're at the 18th green at
Augusta?
They're
not even in the stadium.
Exactly.
So what? Where do you draw the line of
regulation?
They're
over 400 feet away.
Dude, you can hear an air horn from 500.
Talk about
you can hear a car horn.
Oh, maybe the tractor trailers on I-95 should stop driving by.
Yeah. Close everything down.
You could just have them all blow their air horns.
Listen, if that's what the Phillies need to do to sneak away, we'll see you in October.
What about every night when they play in the Bronx and there's gunshots all around the damn stadium out there?
Nothing
Yankee
we can do.
It's
Phillies the same way.
Dude, this isn't tennis and this isn't golf.
Right.
Fans are supposed to make noise.
Now, if it
were... If you want to make noise, make noise.
Damn if we were right. talking about vuvuzelas, though, then all bets are off because those things are just annoying.
That's essentially the same thing, though. You know what I mean? Artificial noisemakers have no place in the game.
I get rabbit ears behind home plate when a guy's behind a dugout and he's yelling at guys in the dugout. You know, rabbit ears. You don't have that.
Right.
If you're a professional athlete, you tune that stuff out. Only weak-minded people allow that kind of crap to affect them. You're the New York stinking Yankees.
You're a professional.
And you're going to cry after the game?
Unbelievable.
About a couple of strappers 400 feet away, and they didn't even have a lot of air horns. They were like chanting. They were right in the stadium.
Did you want the thunder sticks outlawed back
no,
in the day?
No, it's the artificial. If it's a dude, thunder sticks, whatever, they're blow up toys. If you have an artificial air horn, vuvuzela, whatever, that is absolutely bush.
I think we're all missing the whole point here. They're not even in the ballpark.
Right.
Exactly.
This is where do they stop their regulation?
Right.
If there's people down the block with a blowhorn. As you say, couch
right.
guy.
Dude, then what?
What if there's construction right next door and they're like using a jackhammer? Would they have to stop that too?
The games are at 7 o'clock. There's no jackhammers.
What happens when Susan Wallman sees Roger Clemens and George Steinbrenner's box and screams?
Goodness gracious!
And then everybody gets distracted.
Next time the Yankees
are playing.
Next time the Yankees come, we're going to set up an air raid siren over by Wells Fargo Center.
I'm going down there.
Okay.
Yeah. Come with me.
I'll do it.
Let's go.
Let me just say this for all you Yankee fans out there. You know what you heard at the end of that game last night when Hector Neris got out of that baby with a four-out save? Yankees lose! The Yankees lose! That's what you heard last night. Now people... Harry's
just
got
do that all day.
He's got his sound
all
effects
day.
On your phone.
Yeah.
What is that one? Is that a horn?
That's a rap air horn.
You know who used to do it? Joe Conklin.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Conklin used to do an air horn on the air. We got to get Joe on.
We should.
Let's get Joe on to do a couple of air horns to today's show. We don't need a whole segment. I just need Joe Conklin, the great Joe Conklin from WIP. I need him to do some live air horns. He's the only human being I know who can do an absolute dead-on air horn, in addition to all the other great voices he does, Harry. I think he's down at Chip Snapper's bar.
He is. At K&A, right?
Yes, where there's always problems, except with Larry at Port Richmond. Larry, what's going on today, man?
Hello there. Welcome to the shooting gallery that is Port Richmond.
Yeah, you saw that? There was a van out there, a mother and her kids in the car, down in the Port Richmond area. That was actually in Kensington, right? And somebody opened fire.
It was Frankfurt Avenue. Frankfurt Avenue in Monmouth. It's like a 10-minute walk from my house.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And then a bunch of guys
are coming closer.
And there's a shootout.
I got a Sheena Parveen update. I was playing around with my phone, and I came across the most beautiful women forecasting the weather, and she came up at number 5.
She's in San Diego now.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's looking good on that picture.
Well, if you do the weather in San Diego,
it's 85 and sunny every
day.
You
pretty much have the easiest job in the world, being the weather forecaster in San Diego, California. How about that, man?
Wow.
How about that? Thank you, Larry. We appreciate it, man. We're out of time.
We're up against it.
We are up against it. Gina Parveen. Remember, she was a great friend of the show.
Oh, yeah.
She would always come in and do singing with the Stunads, mm-hmm. Christmas time. We'd go to ball games together. And then she left Philly and she went to D.C., I think. And then she went to San Diego.
Oh, okay.
The great Gina Parveen. Now, you know, the couch guy was getting sympathy earlier in the week after his mishap.
Yeah.
And now the crowd has turned on him again now. You can't come in here and play soft. You can't come in into this house and be soft when you're talking about the stinking New York Yankees.
That's all right, man. We'll see you guys in October then, all right?
Going to be gone that long? Come on, man. Stick around. Scott Hastings will get a Denver Nugget bubble update. Little NBA chatter. Just a little bit today. Just a little bit. And a Joel Embiid update, too.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.